Hello, I'm Alex Grubard. I'm the host of this here podcast. This is Weeding Out the Stoned, the game show of sobriety tests, the podcast. Weeding Out the Stoned, if you aren't aware, is a live interactive comedy game show. We are a game show of sobriety tests. Generally, we tour the show around the world. Let's say world. Mostly North America. Okay, the USA. All right, I've done 13 states. That's about it, out of all 50. But you know how it is. I'm here based in Jersey City, New Jersey. If you don't know the show, it's 8 comics, all high but one. And we play a series of sobriety tests to try and figure out who the sober person is. That's the show. That's what we do. Here on the podcast, we talk a lot of times about the news of the day in the cannabis world, the industry of marijuana. That's kind of the thing I'm invested in and trying to check it out, see what's going on around the country and the world with cannabis in the news. We want to see. This is always an ever-progressing industry, never stops going. They're starting to try and figure it out. Weed is legal in 23 states. So let's talk about the news today. Here's the thing about the news of cannabis. What's going on now? There's too much weed. A lot of states are having a problem. They're having a big issue with regulation and how many dispensaries and grow sites there are in each prospective state. One big issue is that they're not allowed to ship weed between states. So if one state, let's say Oregon, has a ton of weed, an overabundance of weed, they're not allowed to sell it to a state like New York or New Jersey, where they don't have as much weed. They don't have as many grow sites. They don't have as many dispensaries even. I saw today there are over 300 dispensaries in the city of Denver, and New Jersey has just under 40 dispensaries in the entire state. In the state, just under 40. There's over 300 in Denver. So you see, there's a discrepancy there. That's what was in the news today. New Jersey specifically was talking about how there is a quote-unquote doom loop, how they don't have the regulation to get weed accessible to the community that wants to buy it, the consumer base. They also have too much bureaucracy, so it's hard to open a dispensary. It's hard to open a grow site. They've, you know, legalized themselves into a corner. So that's kind of where the state of the industry is right now, where most of these states have either been around for a few years with legal weed, several years, maybe almost 10 even at this point. Colorado has been doing it for well over 5 years now. Same with Washington. Oregon's up there. Massachusetts. California, obviously. And some of these places just have so much weed because it doesn't sell in the way that they think it could. You know, once you start growing it, you can really, really, really grow it. Every agriculture industry in the country, if you have a ton of avocados growing in California, they ship some avocados to Iowa. Oranges in Florida, where do you think those are going? The rest of the country. They don't only eat oranges in Florida. We all have access to oranges. And if you can't grow oranges in Missouri or Minnesota or whatever, you ship them over and they buy them, you know, the agriculture industry, that's how it works. Marijuana doesn't work that way right now. That they don't. It's illegal to ship across state lines, so different states have different issues. And the issue can either be there isn't enough accessibility to the weed, they can't grow the weed in proper time, they're bureaucratic, you know, bullshit, or they have too much weed. Because there's only so much of a consumer base in places like Oregon, places like Washington, all over the place. So that's kind of the issue going around the country right now, is that everything's all over the map. All over the map. So it's been an issue. These places in California, Oregon, I think even Nevada, Denver, you know, Colorado, Washington, these places, they have so much weed that weed is now incredibly cheap, which is really nice for the consumer base for now, but it's supply and demand. If there's too much competition and too much supply and not really enough demand and you don't have any way to expand your market or your business or anything like that, they are potentially going to close because weed is so cheap. You can get a pound of weed for like $100. It could be, back in the day, that would have been well over $1,000. When the cops were going, hey, we picked up $1 million worth of marijuana from one drug dealer, that's them going like, well, this pound is worth 10 grand or whatever. But that's not the case anymore. The case is that weed is kind of cheap. Once weed is cheap, a business doesn't even have the ability to make money anymore. They are also taxed very heavily for being a illegal, federally illegal substance. They're paying crazy amounts of taxes, and they don't get the rights and representation, really, that those taxes should provide. So it's a frustrating thing in the world of cannabis right now. Cannabis is just all over the place. And then there are states that don't have enough weed and they don't have enough accessibility. That's a big thing right now. That's a big news story. We've talked about it here on the podcast plenty of times, that the discrepancy of the dispensaries going around the country, it's state to state. Obviously, there's some states you can still even get arrested for this stuff, for having a joint. And that's an issue. That's a big problem. So hopefully one day they federally legalize marijuana. That would be the best thing possible. That's kind of the system. I think they need to deregulate some of this sort of stuff. Because if it's too expensive to grow, these businesses aren't going to thrive. And that's what we want. We want them to thrive. We want this industry to be a billions and billions and billions of dollar industry in the U.S. And we're not going to be able to compete with the rest of the world once that happens. Unless that happens, unless they deregulate it a little bit, at least make it federally legal, it's going to be tough. There's an article in the New York Times today as well about Thailand's marijuana business. Thailand is growing rapidly. They're selling a lot of weed. They're growing a lot of weed. There are regulatory issues. They also have, of course, regulation issues. But they also are one of these places where weed's not really legal all over the world yet. And especially in Asia, places like China, it's a real issue, you know, to have weed on you. That's a big, big no-no. Same with Australia, has some of the stiffest drug laws in the Western world. So Thailand is doing it. They have weed, they're legalized weed, and they're getting all sorts of investors. They're growing these things. The issue is that it could still be illegal in some world, in some version of the law. They might not be complying with the law. So it's pretty difficult to continue this industry and this growth, even though sometimes, you know, the growing of weed is, it's still technically illegal. You can go to jail in Thailand for having weed on you, yet they're allowed to grow weed. They're allowed to grow it. They're allowed to sell it. They're just not, you're not always allowed to have it, depending on what region you're in and what your municipality is like. It's become one of these things that's essentially a tourist business. Tourists are allowed to smoke weed, and they're kind of booming this industry in Thailand, but it's still illegal. If you're a resident in Thailand, it's not quite so simple. So it's kind of one of these gray laws where you might be able to get away with it. You probably will, but if someone wants to bust you, they can bust you. And that's what I've always said with weed in general. Pre-regulation and pre-legalization, post-legalization as well. That if you're speeding, let's say, and you're going to get a $75 ticket, if they see that you've got weed on you and it's not in a, you know, a proper container, they might bust you. They might give you a possession ticket and double your ticket from 75. If you have a certain amount, over several pounds, depending on the state, they might really lay down the hammer, even though it's technically legal, you know? They want to be able to still get those tickets, you know, at the very least, let alone putting people in jail and putting them through the full legal system. So it's not just Thailand. This is still the U.S., but essentially, if you have a certain amount of weed in Thailand, you can get really busted, and it's a serious offense. Meanwhile, they're making millions of dollars. Somebody's making millions of dollars off of these companies, these grow sites in Thailand. So it's a real problem. These places, the U.S. included, of course, these places that are in the middle of a they're trying to figure it out. They want to amend these issues. They want to get the money. They want to tax it. But they're still afraid of marijuana. They're still scared. Another issue kind of along those lines where it's such a gray area. In New York City, there's all these weed shops that are gray area. They're not really legal, but weed is legal. So a lot of places are selling pre-rolls. They're selling eighths. They're not a full dispensary. They're just a shop, a smoke shop, a bodega, whatever kind of thing. And it's tough because they present themselves like they're legal smoke shops, and then they're selling illegal marijuana, where the marijuana itself is legal, but the ability to smoke it, but the point of sale is illegal. They're not allowed to sell from that store, and they are. But there's no accessibility to marijuana in New York City. There's only a few dispensaries, legal dispensaries, and they're all in the same area. They're all in Union Square. So if you live anywhere else, if you're not a tourist, essentially, or an NYU student or something, it's still illegal. It's you're making a black market transaction still, even though it's at a retail store. And one of the issues isn't just that those places getting busted, but these places are presenting themselves as real businesses, and so they're putting their money in the bank, and they are a real business, but they're putting their money in the bank, which dispensaries are not allowed to do because it's still federally illegal. And the landlords are even in an issue because their building is being used for what is technically an illegal drug sale and an illegal drug business. So it's put this in another big issue where, am I going to end this smoke shop being able to, rent my retail space in my building in Manhattan because they're selling a few pre-rolls a day because it puts me in legal jeopardy? And they might do that. And so what essentially it should be, at least, or is primarily a legal business, might get evicted. They might get the landlord in trouble. They might get the bank in trouble. These banks might end up having to pay a fine or something because they were technically doing business with criminals, you know, drug dealers, whatever. I mean, I'm putting that in quotes, all that, because I don't believe that they're drug dealers. They're just, you know, or a pharmacist in here. They're the drugstore is maybe a more apt term for what they're doing. But the problem isn't really with these businesses, in my opinion. The problem is with the regulatory commission. It's with the federal government, the DEA. Make this a Schedule 3 drug or something like that. Take this off the schedule in general, the Controlled Substances Act. Get off it. It's just as fine as anything, as alcohol, as tobacco. It's better than both, obviously. It's so much smoother. Accessibility is still the biggest problem with marijuana, even if some of these places like Oregon and California and Colorado have too much weed. So these are some of the big issues of the day with cannabis, is still the piecing off of what's legal and what's not throughout the country. That's some of the big issues with what's going on today in cannabis. So We'll see where this goes. I don't see a lot of movement on federal legalization yet. I mean, there have been certainly some, but it's never gone there. I mean, we've seen little incremental movement and stuff and progress. We've seen it happen through Congress has actually voted on it. The House has voted on it. Even just voting on it was a huge, huge step for federal legalization. Did it get passed? No. Is it likely to come to through Congress again soon? Probably not. At the very least, we'd be waiting till next year. At the very, but even still, there's going to be an election next year. So I don't know how much they're going to want to like lean on it, unless a Biden or somebody else in Congress is going to move on that and say, this is a big part of my campaign. We're going to legalize marijuana federally. Other than that, it's probably not going to happen because it makes people nervous. There are still people that want weed to be illegal or certainly inaccessible, even if it is legal. They want things to go back to the way they were. They don't like the idea of people being able to smoke weed on the street or in a building or anything. They don't want people to be high, and that's a real problem. So all these places are upset because they're losing out on money as well. And that's what they want. They want money. So they're losing out on the tax revenue because their cannabis laws are inaccessible, or because the cannabis is way too cheap and there's overabundance of it, and because they're not ticketing people in all these states all the time. They're not imprisoning these people. You know, let's be real. Like, that states make money off prison. And that's why we have a horrible, horrible prison problem here in America. Why we imprison way too many people. Drugs are one of those pieces of it. Not everyone in jail is a murderer. That ain't how it goes. A lot of them are just trying to get a little high. You know, they're using escapism. You know, and I mean, some people are in jail for doing heroin, and fuck that too, because it's not, they're addicted. It's not a legal issue like that. It's harmless. You know, I mean, you're selling heavy drugs illegally. I mean, there's a better way. There's a better way. Obviously, Oregon legalized, or they decriminalized all drugs, a couple of years ago already. And I don't hear a ton of like, oh, the whole system is collapsing. The whole state is over. We don't even have any more lumber anymore because everybody's doing drugs. That ain't how it is. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if we'll see common sense drug laws in my lifetime like that. But I think weed is the first step. Getting weed legalized federally, funding more of our, you know, healthcare system and our mental health care system, and finding ways that actual recreational type drugs are a part of the American system in a reasonable way. I mean, that is something that I think would be great here in the States, but it is not likely to happen. I don't think so. I don't really know why I started talking about heroin like that, but you understand what I'm saying. We'll see where this goes. I mean, New York State, I thought they would be some of the first places to have common sense drug laws, especially for cannabis, and they cannot seem to open a dispensary for their life. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Andrew Cuomo resigning in shame was the thing that stopped it, but he couldn't seem to make it happen either, and it's just slow going in New York City of all places. At one point, it was a weed capital of the world, that in San Francisco, and now it is nothing like that. It's a shame. So we'll see where these things go. I mean, I'll keep you updated, but that's essentially the news of cannabis today, this quote-unquote doom loop where it's just too difficult to open a dispensary, and getting accessibility to these people is harder and harder and harder. Some people need it for medicine and they can't get it. Some people just want to support legal businesses and smoke weed and enjoy themselves. It's tough. You know, we'll see how these things go. I don't know. I mean, I had faith in New York City being one of the best weed places, and you can buy weed all over the place, but they keep talking about the idea that it's going to get cracked down upon and the legal jeopardy that they're putting all sorts of people in. You don't know what's going to happen or where these are going to go, but we'll see. Let's talk Weeding Out the Stones stuff. Weeding Out the Stones got shows coming up. You can check out weedingoutthestoned.com for everything Weeding Out the Stoned. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Instagram at Weeding Out the Stoned, on Twitter at Weeding Stoned. You can like us on Facebook. You can always like this podcast. You can always rate and review, subscribe, whatever people do on podcasts. Listen to old episodes. We've got some old live episodes up, some interviews, some updates, all things like that. Here are the upcoming shows, though. This Saturday, September 2nd, Emmaus Theater in Emmaus, Pennsylvania. Then the next day, September 3rd, we're doing Gall and Company. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's for Philly Comedy Fest. That is a noon to midnight. It's going to be a blast. Tons of great podcasts and shows live at Philly Comedy Fest. It's going to be really cool. The week after that, September 9th, Anchor Rock Club, Atlantic City, New Jersey. September 22nd, Sip Studios, Jersey City, New Jersey. September 23rd, High Lifestyle at Boxborough, Massachusetts. The 23rd and the 24th, that's High Lifestyle, Boxborough, Massachusetts. It's a cannabis convention in Boxborough. September 30th, another convention, New Jersey 420 Expo, NJ 420 Expo at the New Jersey Convention and Expo Center in Edison, New Jersey. That's September 30th. And then October 4th at the Rockwell in Somerville, Massachusetts. I should be announcing more dates coming up soon in Newark and all over the place. So we'll see where that goes. You, again, follow us on Bands in Town. You can follow us on Instagram. Definitely go to the website, weedingoutthestone.com. You can find all shows at weedingoutthestone.com/shows. And I'm out there, too, doing stand-up comedy. You can go to alexgrubard.com for all my upcoming shows. You can follow me at Alex Grubard, A-L-E-X-G-R-U-B-A-R-D. Might as well spell it for you. That's my name. Don't wear it out. And that's kind of how this goes. Come check us out. Hang us out. Hang out with us. Hang out with us all. We'll have tons of comedians all on these shows. They're, you know, going to be so fun. So definitely come hang out with everybody. It's going to be a blast at all these places. Again, weedingoutthestone.com/shows for all our upcoming shows and tickets. And thanks for listening to this. I appreciate you. I hope you're doing well out there. You know, smoke them if you got them. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
All these people standing around, standing in a circle laughing way too loud. I have a secret, it's safe for now. I'm the sober one in this smoke-filled crowd. The ships are fake, the donuts are glazed. I shove them in my mouth, they disappear in the haze. Suck through the grass, look through the trees, search through the swag, but you'll never find me. Weeding out the stone.
Hey, hey, hey.
Weeding.